صلى الله عليه وسلم، صلى الله عليه وسلم. Mercy upon mankind. صلى الله عليه وسلم. صلى الله عليه وسلم. صلى الله عليه وسلم.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. My dear Islamists, viewers on Madani channel, we are back with another episode of our Silsila program, The Cure of Every Illness, Salli ala Muhammad. Alhamdulillah, so far we've had 2 episodes and we've talked about many narrations about the virtues and the excellences of sending salawat al salam, peace and blessings upon the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. We've talked about many faith refreshing narrations and parables of our pious predecessors rahimahumullahu ta'ala in terms of the favors that they received for their recitation of salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. We mentioned a few indications as well, inshaAllah. Today, we will take this further with a few more narrations as well, insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Once the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he went outside in order to relieve himself. Nobody was there to follow the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And having seen this, Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala, and he became alarmed and he started following the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam with some water, and he saw that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he was in the state of sajda, prostration at an elevated place. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, seeing this, he stayed behind. After this, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam raised his blessed head and said, "O Umar radiallahu ta'ala, you did the right job by staying behind on seeing me in sajda, because Sayyidina Jibreel Amin alayhi salam came to me and gave me the glad tidings. Whoever recites salawat upon you once, Allah Azza wa Jal sends 10 blessings upon him and elevates his rank 10 times. Allahu Akbar. Views of Madrin channel, we heard in our last episode that if an individual, he recites Durood-e Paak salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam once, 10 blessings are granted to him. If he recites 10 times, 100 blessings are granted to him. And 1,000 blessings are granted if he recites 100 times. Today we have come to know one more point by virtue of the aforementioned hadith, that reciting salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, not only does it get you blessings, but also it elevates your rank by 10 times as well. Today, everyone strives to elevate his rank in his job, in his business and his life. We are all looking for promotion. People want to elevate their social status. They want to be elevated to a high rank at work. If somebody holds a high rank, he wants to be elevated even further. Anyhow, my dear Islam brothers, reciting salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam once will elevate your rank 10 times. Subhanallah, the people who send salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam 100 times a day are fortunate. Yes, they are very fortunate individuals. My dear Islam brothers, let me mention to you another beautiful hadith of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in relation to this. Whoever recites salawat upon me once, Allah Azza wa Jal sends 10 blessings upon him. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has stated, whoever recites salawat upon me 10 times, Allah Azza wa Jal will send 100 blessings upon him. And he further goes on and he mentions, whoever recites salawat upon me 100 times, Allah Azza wa Jal sends 1,000 blessings upon him. But the next part will refresh your iman, insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he has stated that whoever recites salawat upon me 1,000 times, his shoulder will touch my shoulder at the gate of Jannah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, my servant. Which ummati, which follower of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam amongst us does not want to enter into Jannah alongside with the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam? Rather even just following the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. But look at the act of benevolence here. It is an honor for us to enter into Jannah whilst following the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. But look at the reward the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam is mentioning here. And he will grant the one who recites Darood-e Paak upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam 1,000 times, his shoulder will touch the shoulder of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam at the gate of Jannah. It means that he will enter Jannah alongside the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. Just think over this, my dear viewers of Madini Channel. Salawat and salam upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam has such greatness, such excellence, but still we do not recite salawat and salam. We still waste our time in useless discussions and conversations. Let's try to calculate how much time it may take for us to recite salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. If we recite a short durood-e paak, as-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, sallallahu alayka ya Rasulullah, etc., etc., then we can in maybe 30-40 minutes easily recite 1,000 times durood-e paak. Let's increase it a bit. Maximum in 1 hour, we will be able to recite the Durood-e Paak upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. But look at the reward we will gain. That our shoulder will be touching the blessed shoulder of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam at the gate of Jannah. Let me break this down even further for you. 1,000 times you might think it's might difficult. I cannot take out half an hour, 45 minutes, an hour a day in order to recite this in one city. Not a problem. Let me break it down for you. What you can do, the 5 daily salahs. Along with these 5 daily salahs, if we recite Durood-e Paak upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam 200 times, then insha'Allah azza wa jal, our 1,000 times a day will be covered. Only 200 times with every salah. 200 times might take us about 10 to 12 minutes. And insha'Allah ta'ala, we will easily recite Durood-e Paak upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam 200 times. Similarly, if you think that I cannot do 200 times at once, not a problem. 100 times before the salah, 100 times after the salah. With each salah, if we do it like this, insha'Allah ta'ala, we will complete reciting Durood-e Paak upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala wasallam on a daily basis 1,000 times, insha'Allah. And insha'Allah, we have hope in the mercy of Allah, in the benevolence of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, that we will gain the benefits of this hadith of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Now, my dear Islam, there's another beautiful hadith of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in this regard. It is mentioned on the authority of Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala an, that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, Allah azza wa jal has angels roaming around the earth. When they witness the circles of dhikr, they surround those attending their wings. Then they send their messenger to the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. It is said, then, O our Lord, we have come from the gatherings of your bondsmen. They were expressing gratitude over the bounties and reciting your book. They were sending salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. They were also asking you for good in the world as well as in the hereafter. Subhanallah, my dear brothers. Allah Azza wa Jal, he replies to them and he says to them, surround them and encompass them with my mercy. My dear son, just think over this. The angels are saying, oh Allah Azza wa Jal, there is a person amongst them who just joined this gathering when it was about to end. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he states, surround him with my mercy as well. He is their companion, and their companion cannot be unfortunate. In another narration, he mentions that the angels will reply that an individual joined them, but he did not come with the intention of dhikr and durood. Rather, he just came to meet other people. In reply to this, Allah Azza wa Jalla states that encompass him in my mercy as well, as he is in the company of these pious people. My dear Islam brothers, a very important aspect here is telling us about how important zikr and durood is, yes, but along with that, how important good company is. How important it is to surround ourselves with good company, insha'Allah ta'ala. The company of righteous individual, this is very beneficial for us. People who feel good to be with bad people and say that they are not involved in these bad activities, rather it is the friends, the company that they are keeping, they are involved in the bad activities, I'm not involved in the bad activities. They drink alcohol, they gamble, they are involved in drugs and intoxications, I am not involved in this stuff, then they should think that they are in the company, in the gatherings of those individuals that are causing the displeasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. It is a gathering upon the curse of Allah descends. They should sit in the company of that gathering where the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descends. The mercy of Allah showers on the place where Allah Azza wa Jal and His Messenger sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam are remembered. If you attend a gathering of zikr and naat or any sunnah inspiring ijtima and you fail to participate in it properly, still we have hope in the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal that you will benefit from this. Because when the mercy is descending upon the pious people around you, inshallah, you will gain from that mercy as well, inshallah. So my dear Islam brothers, let's make this intention that we will attend the ijtima'at, the weekly sunnah inspiring ijtima'at of Dawat-e-Islami that are held all around the world on the Thursday night, inshallah. In this Thursday weekly sunnah inspiring ijtima'at of Dawat-e-Islami, we have the tilawat of the glorious Quran. We have naat in the praise of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. We have sunnah inspired bayan which is filled with the narrations and ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, motivation for us to act upon righteousness and leave bad habits, motivation to follow the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Then we have dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, dua is made in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have salatu salam as well. So many blessings are in the ijtima'at of Dawat-e-Islami. These gatherings, this is in the company of pious people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After this, many Ashikana Rasul are also blessed with the opportunity that they spend the entire night in the masjid with the intention of i'tikaf as well. And they are blessed with Salatu Tahajjud in the morning. And then Munajat take place. They read Salatu Fajr with Jama'at as well. They participate in the after Fajr Madini Halaqah and gain benefits of the Madini Halaqah as well. Read Ishraq Uchash and then they make their way towards their homes. So many benefits of the weekly sunnah inspiring ijtima of Dawat-e-Islami. Let's all of us make good intentions inshaAllah ta'ala that along with doing the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, along with spending our time in the remembrance of Allah and His Messenger, we will also adopt good company. Because when we adopt good company, inshaAllah ta'ala, that will benefit us as well. When the mercy of Allah is descending upon these pious people, inshaAllah, if we are there with them, then inshaAllah, we will gain the benefits of this as well, inshaAllah, azza wa jal. My dear Islam brothers, we have heard the narration. Let me mention another narration in about how reciting the Durood-e Pak, it's also a means for the forgiveness of our sins. It's a means for our sins to be removed. And this is one of the reasons why we call this silsila, this program, the cure of every illness. Salli ala Muhammad. There's no bigger illness than the illness of sins. For a Muslim, the greatest illness is his disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The cure for this, one of the remedies for this is your constant, frequent, abundant recital of Durood-e Pak upon the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, whoever sends salat upon me once, Allah azza wa jalla sends 10 mercies upon him. He forgives 10 of his sins and he raises his status by 10 as well. So my dear son, why are we being lazy in sending salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam? We will gain virtues, we will gain good deeds, our sins will be removed and our rank will be raised as well. We will get so many blessings by reciting salawat and salam upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala wasallam just once. There's another narration as well. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala wasallam says that whoever recites salawat upon me once, Allah azza wa jal will order both of the guarding angels, kiram and katibin, not to write his sins for 3 days. Allahu Akbar, my dear brothers. For 3 days, the angels do not write his sins. For when we recite the salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, just once. Should we not spend our days and nights constantly reciting salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam? Definitely so. We should make the most of our time and utilize this in spending, sending salawat and salam, Durood-e Pak upon the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Now, Let's move on to a few narrations, faith refreshing narrations and stories of our pious predecessors, rahimahumullah ta'ala. Sayyidina Ahmad bin Thabit radiallahu ta'ala, he states, one of the benefits of Durood-e Pak which I have witnessed is that one night I saw the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam in my dream, and I humbly requested to become my guarantor. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam said that if you send salawat upon me in abundance, then I will become your guarantor. In addition, I will become your guarantor for your mother and father. Then the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam began mentioning my ancestors one by one up until Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Then I humbly said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, I want to have the honor of seeing you every Thursday. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, if you want to be blessed by beholding me, seeing me, then you should fast during the day, offer salah during the night, and send salawat upon me in abundance. Allahu Akbar, my dear Islam brothers. Which ummati does not want to be blessed with this privilege to behold the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam? But my dear Islam brothers, we need to make our eyes such that we can behold the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. If our eyes are constantly looking at haram and sins, how can we expect to behold the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam? How can we expect this? This is something that we need to work towards. This is something that we need to add to our character, that we spend our time in cleansing our eyes, ready to behold the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Without any shadow of a doubt, it is our wish to behold the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The son of Allah Hazrat Mufti Azim Hind, Maulana Mustafa Raza Khan Sahib rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, has made a very beautiful request and plea in the court of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Kuch aisa kar de, mere kirdgar aankhon mein, hamesha naksh rahe, rooh-e yaar aankhon mein. Unhe na dekha, to kis kaam ki hai ye aankhein, ke dekhne ki hai sari bahar aankhon mein. Such a beautiful plea of Sayyidi Mufti Azam Hind, Maulana Mustafa Raza Khan Sahib rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. We also, inshallah ta'ala, should work towards cleaning ourselves, purifying our hearts, our souls, our minds, our eyes, so that we are able to behold the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Abu Ishaq Umar bin Hussein Samarkandi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he has wrote an amazing story in his book. Let's listen to this inshallah ta'ala, and we will gain the benefits of this as well. He mentioned that a rich merchant used to live in the city of Balkh. He had two sons, and he died, and so his sons, they equally distributed his property between one another. This rich merchant, he had three blessed hairs of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Mu'in Mubarak. They were also included in the inheritance. They both took one hair each, and now the third hair, the third Mu'in Mubarak of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, this remained undistributed. The elder brother said that let's cut this hair into half. You take half, I will take half. The younger brother said, no, by Allah Azza wa Jalla, it is not possible that we cut the blessed hair of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. This will breach the sanctity of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, the respect and the honor of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. Following this, the elder brother, he realized that, okay, it seems like that this individual, my younger brother, he has special love and respect for these blessed hairs. So he said, okay, you take all of these three hairs and give me all of the wealth. So that brother, younger brother, he accepted this. And this was a means to test the love of the younger brother. But he accepted this and he took it upon himself. Now what did that younger brother do? He took these blessed hairs and he gave all of his property to his brother. And he said that you keep the wealth and I will keep the treasure of the Mu'in Mubarak of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala wasallam. Now the younger brother, he would stand before the Mu'in Mubarak of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala wasallam, and he would continuously recite Durood-e Pak, salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala wasallam. Whereas his elder brother, he would remain busy in business. Following that, by the command of Allah, The elder brother, he faced problems and difficulties in his business. He started facing loss in the business. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he put barakah and blessings in the business of the younger individual. Eventually, the elder brother, he had nothing left. Everything had come to an end. And after some time, the younger brother, he also left this world. A pious man saw him in his dream that the younger brother was accompanied by the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. And the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam said that, convey my message to the people that whoever want to ask anything from Allah azza wa jal, they should come and visit his grave. Who wants to ask anything from Allah should visit his grave and ask Allah for what he needs. Hence, people started visiting the grave and du'as started being answered at his grave. A large number of people would begin to visit the grave of this younger brother. And its sanctity reached such an extent that many times even riders of animals, they used to pass by it and they would get off their rides, the animals, and in respect, they would walk along with the animals till they have passed the grave of this younger brother and then continue their journey. My dear son, this is the true love, respect, reverence that the younger brother showed. And look at the favor that he returned in addition to this. A very important aspect is that we show utmost love, respect, reverence towards the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. When it comes to the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, we need to have the highest level of adab, mannerisms in the court of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Very famously it is said, ba adab, ba nasib, be adab, bad nasib. The one who has respect, who has good mannerisms, inshallah ta'ala, he will be gaining the benefits of this. And the one that has no adab, he has no mannerisms, then that individual, he will be destroyed. My dear son, brothers, when it comes to the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, then it is necessary for us to have the utmost, highest level of adab in the court of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. And this is one of the aspects of this as well, of our program, that we learning about when we are reciting Durood-e Paak upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. We must recite it with great adab. Have utmost respect in the court of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. Have high levels of mannerism when it comes to the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. And then recite your Durood-e Paak. Inshallah azza wa jal, you will feel the benefits and the blessings of this to a great degree, inshallah azza wa jal. My dear son, brothers, in our program, we have been including an invocation, a special Durood-e Paak, and mentioning the blessings of that particular Durood-e Paak as well, Alhamdulillah. Today, the Durood-e Paak that we are going to go over, the benefit of this is especially on the night of Friday, meaning the night between Thursday and Friday, it has a special blessing. And we go over this particular Durood-e Paak, inshallah ta'ala. You also, let's go over this Durood-e Paak together as well, inshallah. And then we will mention the benefits of this as well, inshallah, azza wa jal. It is mentioned, the Durood-e Paak is, Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik ala Sayyidina Muhammadin al-Nabiyyi al-Ummiyyi al-Habibi al-Ali al-Qadri al-Azimi al-Jah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallim. And the virtue of this particular Durood-e Paak, the benefit of it, the scholars, the pious predecessors, rahimahumullah ta'ala, they have mentioned that whoever recites this Durood, this salawat upon the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala wasallam, at least once on the night preceding Friday, the night between Thursday and Friday, on a regular basis, he will be blessed with the vision of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam at the time of his death. Further, as well as at the time of burial into the grave, to the extent that he will see the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam is lowering him into his grave with their own merciful hands. Such a beautiful excellence, such a beautiful blessing behind this Durood-e Paak of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. We talked about attending the Ijtima'at of Dawat-e-Islami today. This is also an aspect of the Ijtima'at of Dawat-e-Islami, that this particular Durood-e Paak, it is recited every single week. So please try and attend the Ijtima'at of Dawat-e-Islami and read this Durood-e Paak every single Friday night, inshallah ta'ala, the night between Thursday and Friday, and gain the benefits of this. Continue watching our program, The Cure of Every Illness, Salli Ala Muhammad, and continue watching مدني چینل صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم Mercy upon mankind Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam